It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Saying that's what I did, but that's what I did.
Just a slap and a ripple, baby.
Again, this is Butt Wednesday in honor of Joe Murray's love of all things butt.
That's right. As we learned yesterday, he called himself the lobster, which is just my favorite new term because he's a bottom feeder.
I also like lobster because I've never heard it. I think he invented it that day.
And now... It's in the Tutcher and Rich canon. It's out there, and it will forever be what I will refer to as someone who loves butts as a lobster. Because they're a bottom feeder.
Bottom dweller, too.
In a bottom dweller.
He dwells at the bottom. He dwells around the butts.
Did you see all the lobster photoshops yesterday?
Oh, I got them all. Yeah.
They were all really like, well done.
Well, they're the best ones.
Wife's like, what's all this lobster stuff? I'm like, eh, I like butts. I like big butts.
Was your wife like, hey?
And she was like, yeah, me too.
It's like, I've noticed.
She's like, you know. And someone sent me a photo of a girl that Joe, a local girl that Joe loves. Now, this is a model, so I'm not just talking about some lady. Let me see here.
It's got to be Ashley Alexis.
Ashley Alexis is hooly moly rich.
Local big
model. Who is the person that that was getting all the guys, all the NBA players putting comments underneath their picture? The real Tahiri? Is that what it was?
No. Well, there was Kiara Mio with Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm talking about the one that J.R. Smith got in trouble with the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Because he put something on his Instagram and...
It wasn't Elky the Stallion, was it?
No. I think... maybe it was. But he was, like, taking a picture of the television and there was a woman lying there and her huge rear end was in the way. And he was like, damn, I can't even watch TV. And the NBA fined him for doing that. Which I don't, I mean.
They're anti-butt in every single way. But I'll tell you this. Look at A-S-H-A-L-E-X-I-S-S on Instagram, Rich. I'm sure Joe can write it down for you if you didn't get it.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's local. I know her.
I mean, you know her?
You know her?
Yeah,
She's frequent the Loon?
Yes, actually, yes.
She does. She frequents the Loon, so you might run into her.
Mm-hmm.
Have you spoken with her or just like leered from a distance?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, all right. So
now when you went up to her, were you just like gaga gaga?
She is stunningly smoking hot. She's just a beautiful woman. She's a model.
Okay, so she has.
I didn't say she's not a model. She's a very for a very specific taste.
What town is she a product of?
North Shore.
Oh, she's North Shore. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that this is bird country, right? So maybe her and Bird?
I think it's further north, but yes.
So she's more like Newburyport and
exactly
all that. Oh, okay. That's not Revere. So she's classy.
She's a maiden of the sea. Perhaps that's why the lobster whole thing came in, is that she's a maiden of the sea. But yes, she is of a ample bottom.
Have you DM'd her before? Have you?
I know who she is, yeah.
No, have you DM'd with her?
Yeah, like we're like friendly, yeah. I mean, I know who she is.
Really?
Yeah.
No, if she was down to pound.
Well, she's married. She's a husband.
Well, you're married, I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, she's been.
If you had a list of like you know how some people, to be cute, have a list of like the five freebies
I used to love. So, like, when I was growing up, this is weird. I loved Kathy Ireland. Weird, right?
No, everyone.
I loved her growing up. But
no, everyone.
I would say like there's like these Instagram models that are out there. There's one named Abigail Ratchford. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. And she's got a little sister. So I was on with Arkand one day and he's like, loved the little sister. And I'm like, dude, I like her big sister. And yeah, we tried to get him to call in. Didn't work. We tried.
All right.
They tweeted us, though.
They did.
We were trying.
Okay. But if you are a plus size model with an ample booty, chances are you've been contacted by one Joe Murray.
Would it make your morning if you ended up getting a tweet from, well, you're friends with Ashley Lexus, but the other one you mentioned, though, would that
they're
make
cool.
Oh, yeah, she's too big now. She's now too big time for me now. Like, I like them. I don't like when they hit the top. Everybody wants them. I think she's with an NBA player now, so I'm kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like when Nirvana signed with a major, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right. You love Sub Pop.
I liked her butt before it was famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's actually a true statement. That's true. Right? I like them before they get big. I shouldn't say.
No, not before they get big. You like them when they're plenty big.
I mean, if you can just see how, I mean, you can see in the camera just how just absolutely smitten he is. He's making that face when he was holding that very strong WWE wrestler in studio.
Lacey Evans,
yeah.
She wears the high waist. I like the high waisted women too. The pinup dolls.
Yeah, she's a real pinup doll. She was a real treat. So Joe, I'll tell you what, Joe is a man of passion. He really is. Because when he speaks of food, he's a sensual man. He really is. Because when he speaks of food, I was on the air with him once, Rich, before he went to Cape Cod, and he was in the plan at Cape Cod was basically to eat, and I was so jealous of him because he was just in like he's salivating and his eyes were like. He just, like, the idea of the meat, and when he talks about butts, the sensuality, the craving, the lust for life that comes out of Joe.
Can we rank Joe's passions in order?
Let's do that.
Okay, I'm going to make an argument that number one is getting free stuff. That might be passion number one.
I'll tell you right now.
No food.
I think it's gambling.
I think it's gambling.
Because here's the four you can choose from. Getting stuff for free, gambling, food, and butts. Like, it's like, these are the four that I'm thinking of right now.
I do love cider as well.
And if there was...
Downy cider.
No, you like
cider.
So
you just plug
something. You don't love cider.
No, I do love cider. I really do. Yeah,
okay, but it doesn't have the
right,
same appeal
you,
as food as butts.
All right, can
and
we...
gambling.
I'm trying to figure out how to do a segment that combines all of your loves in one. Like something
we can gamble on who has the biggest butt.
and if you win, you get free Dom sausage.
Well, wasn't this like a thing on Dave the other day? They had all these girls and he's like, pick the best butt. Yeah, he couldn't.
Yes, it's he like, couldn't do it. He felt uncomfortable.
Why not? It's like, it's hard to do it. It's like, oh, great.
No, Joe, well, that wasn't the point of it. The point was he didn't want to objectify the women picking the best butt. Joe looked at this as a pun. They're all the great butts. I love them all. I objectify them all. But listen, he's a man of passion.
I'm not being
sarcastic. I'm a little jealous just how much you like things. Like that you'll just if you know you have a cooler of meat in a grill like you know you're going to have a good time. Like nothing can break your stride at that point.
But there's a voice up, voice down passion. Like Joe Murray voice up passion is when he gets passionate gambling. About gambling, yep. When he gets passionate about getting free stuff. Voice down is when he starts talking about food or asses.
Yeah, because yeah, like, those are the sexual noises. Things.
Yeah. Fred and I talked about this when you were out, Rich. But like, it's like, yeah, Joe, you know, you got to put the rub on the, and then, you know, cook it for 5. And I'm like,
Yeah, like, you're right, Rich, because I listen to him a lot on the weekend, and he'll be, him and, why can I never remember his name?
Tucker.
No. The football player that we have.
Oh, Ted Johnson.
I'm an idiot. Ted Johnson. Him and Ted Johnson, I think I told you about this, or I told everyone about this, maybe not you, Rich. But I think I did tell you about this, but I did. And he's talking about women in, like, scenes. Yeah. And so he'll go, like, the guy, so Ted Johnson's like, yeah, you know, Sharon Stone back in her day. And he's like, yeah. Like, and I'm in the car with my wife.
I was talking about Susan Sarandon at one point.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon. And I'm going to my wife. I'm like, he's not finished his thought.
Fred, it's
he's trailing off into ecstasy.
It's so funny you say that because I was talking to my wife last night, and she's a big fan of Joe. She likes Joe. She loves Joe's wife. But she goes, have you noticed that sometimes Joe just trails off?
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, it's almost as if, like, somebody turned down the volume on the TV and forgot to turn it back up. He'd be like, you're sponsored by the 99 Stinger.
Well, it's,
and then it'll go away.
It's so much endorphins rush out of his brain. So much dopamine is rushing out of his brain when he's thinking about butts or food that it overwhelms him and he cannot finish the sentence.
Right? It's like when electroshock. It's like when, you know, like a robot that just gets too much voltage and shuts off.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's it's short like circuit. Someone doing heroin. It's like someone doing heroin when all the dopamine and it rushes out of your brain and floods you with that feeling of contentment. That is Joe. That is Joe talking about butts or food. Because I was in the car with my wife, and I just had a lot of Joe. I just had Joe's where Joe was my co-host. And I'm in the car driving back from Newport, and I got the station on. And I turned to my wife, and I'm like, he's not finishing his sentences. He's trailing off into ecstasy.
I wish we could go back and pull tape from, like, the last several shows and, like, the weekend and just isolate sounds he's made. And you have to tell us whether or not he's pontificating
we
about
can.
Butts or Lockhart's food.
Done this before.
We've done that. We've done it before.
Like, butts or food. Which one is it?
Not that particular thing, but it's easy. So, Lanny, if you want to get on that, it's easy. Like, you're not going to have to scan through a lot of show.
Yeah, Sunday. Saturday.
Like, Lockhart, we did an over-under on how many plugs he was going to give.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And Lockhart listened to a segment, and we had five clips of him rattling off stuff. So, he is a man of great passion. He is a man of great passion. Well, it's exciting. It's exciting. So it's a big butt. It's a big butt Wednesday in honor of Joseph, the butt puppeteer.
I'm glad someone got to you about Ashley Alexis. I think she's gonna blow up, man. Like you hear about what's her name there, Heather Graham or whatever. Not Heather Graham. Ashley Graham all the time. She's like a plus size model.
No, sure. I don't hear about her.
Oh, yeah,
I hear
about her. Look up Ashley Graham.
Constantly. I can't yeah, look her I can't up. Avoid her. She's everywhere.
How many butt-themed Twitter accounts do you follow? Or Instagram?
Not often. Okay. Not many.
Now, you said that you DM'd with this Ashley Alexis.
Yeah, but I know who she is. I've met her. I've seen her at the column.
Okay, how do you communicate?
It would be through Instagram.
Okay. Now, would you feel comfortable reading your back and forth with her?
The last one, she was wearing a Kowloon sweatshirt, and I wrote Kowloon.
You okay. Just wrote the word Kowloon. Now, is that a comment, or did you, like, DM her?
No, it was just like, Kowloon! No, that was it.
Okay.
And then she DMs back, like, Joe.
With, like, a heart, like, you know, a thumbs up or whatever.
Oh, okay. A heart?
Well, whatever. Mm. Thumbs up.
All right. Well, listen. You can't get enough of the butts. That is the case. All right, when we come back, Bob Soucy also loves butts. He will be joining us and talking about all the butts around training camp. We will have him in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Turn it up, son. All right, boy. This is her favorite song. You know that, right? So if we play it good and loud, she might get up and dance again. She put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Whew. Hustler shooting 8 ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk. But don't get down. Keeping perfect rhythm make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. They're all
the way. Everyone who ever bought this song should lose their driver's license.
Lord have mercy, how she ever get them britches on with that honky tonk. But don't get down.
Robbing from hip-hop culture. How dare he? It's cultural appropriation.
Ooh, oh, my goodness. Snap your grandma.
She's putting down her beer. Look out, fellas. Well, it's funny because Bob Sosi was just listening to that song and then got on hold with us and heard it again. Bob Sosi is the voice of the New England Patriots on 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Bob Sosi, good to talk to you.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. How are you?
We're doing well. You were, I take it, at the Bill Belichick press conference yesterday?
Yes, I was.
Anything you got out of that? I guess I'll start with the clean slate comments when it comes to the quarterback situation. Does that mean anything to you? Do you read anything into that?
I'm going to try not to read too much into it because I think we generally hear that sentiment before every camp with every guy, even when we know.
Let me interrupt you there.
The case with some, but I do think.
Let me just interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, because I don't have a vivid memory of everything he said last year. Was he more vocal about Cam Newton being the starter early in camp last year? Was he a little more vague this year than last year is what I'll ask.
I think early in camp, he was somewhat vague last year, but then once it was established that Cam was the quarterback and Bill was certainly, I thought, much different than we had heard him in the past in terms of the number of times he went to bat and made it clear right away that Cam was the quarterback. And maybe yesterday that is a bit of a shift that he did say it was a clean slate. I think at first he was speaking in general terms, and then somebody followed up, I believe it was Ian Steele from Providence, and asked if it applied to the quarterbacks, and he said essentially that it applies to everybody. And I do think that there is somewhat of a clean slate going in here for the two quarterbacks. Cam has a slight edge, but certainly I think with the progress that Jones made in the spring, he set himself up if he continues to step forward. And if Cam doesn't play significantly better, I think the competition will be ongoing. And I thought what was most interesting to me was what Belichick said at the end about the evaluation this camp. You'd like to have your starting quarterback determined sooner rather than later so that you can have everybody on the same page, all your number ones ready to go and have as much time as possible, obviously, to work with them. But I think the fact that this year they're playing three preseason games, that they have joint practices before that third game. Usually they have the joint practices the first 2 weeks. Bill has said in the past that the joint practices are a great way to evaluate. And then there's extra time after that preseason finale, opposed to the past, before the regular season opener. And they're going to play the Giants on a Sunday in the preseason, and they're going to have 2 weeks to prepare for the opener. So I think they'd like to know who the quarterback is by week two, but I think that the competition, if Jones can hold his own early and Cam doesn't shine early, then I think that competition could be ongoing, and maybe that decision comes later, and they still have enough time because of the change of the schedule to get people ready to go, those number ones ready to go for the season opener against Miami.
Well, this whole preseason is going to be weird. It's not just obviously from what's going on in the field, but like today, today is the first, because I mean, think about it. Over the past, decade at least, you had on opening day of camp a stockyard, like cattle drive of people just like running towards the seats. I mean, it was a mass of humanity trying to get into those stands to watch these practices. But this is going to be the first one, Bob, where there's no Tom Brady. And I'm wondering, have you got any feeling as to whether or not those days are gone? Like, are we going to see the same kind of fever on opening day of camp amongst the fans, or do you think it's going to be more subdued and the crowd went away with Tom Brady?
That's a great question, Rich, because I was looking out the window when I woke up and I had seen the forecast last night. It's going to be damp and dreary. It's going to be rainy early in the day. I'm thinking, is this kind of a metaphor? Because it's always seemed to me anecdotally that when training camp opened, the first day of training camp was a beautiful day. And you're right. People are lined up outside the gates and they're ready to go and fans are excited. I think that, all the circumstances, still being in COVID, the struggles of last year, I think, there is some excitement, again, anecdotally, just in conversations with people, some of what I've seen on social media about what the Patriots did in the offseason, but there's still such huge questions for this team at some of the most important positions on the team. And I think that people are really, wondering what they're going to see. And this team's going to have to play well, I think, to generate the kind of excitement we've seen in the past. I don't know if you're going to ever get to the point where people are coming out en masse to sing happy birthday to the quarterback the way they would when Brady would flip the calendar, several days into the preseason as he did annually. The thing to me, I'm curious is, what is it going to be like today? And if there's a large number of fans and we start to see the crowds build up the next couple of weeks, how's Cam Newton going to respond to that? Is he going to feed off of that? If he plays poorly, what's he going to hear from those fans? Because he hasn't played a game in New England, of course, in front of fans, and everybody's going to have their eyes on those quarterbacks.
Well, with you though, Bob, things are different as well covering the team, because I mean, I know that starting, I think it's tomorrow, those awful Zoom press conferences are done, and now they're going to be done outside on the field before the game starts. But there are there are different requirements for the media covering the team this year. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, there are 25 media members who are designated as a certain tier, 2M. And those 25 reporters, and they're from the main outlets, and in some cases, people will be rotating. For example, from our station, Alex Barth and I will rotate as the 2Ms. You have access to players in person, although you have to be separated by 7 feet. They pick a handful of players based on requests, generally from the media. You go down the bottom of the hill behind the practice fields, players come close to where you are, again, about 7 feet away, and you have an opportunity to ask questions face-to-face. But it's still not the same as pulling a guy off to the side and getting him one-on-one and having a private conversation, even if it's just chit-chat about how the summer went. The rest of the media is in a different tier, and they don't have that opportunity to ask those questions. They'll be close by.
Oh, who got screwed? Who got screwed? We were talking about this. If Dan Roach got screwed or something, like, you know, if somebody else from BZ got it instead of him, oh, that's got to be, I got to feel bad for the people who weren't important enough as deemed by the Patriots to get in that top 25 tier.
I think we're going to hear about it from some, no doubt. So it won't take long to figure out who got screwed. I think there was one person who requested to be moved out of 2M, strangely enough. I don't think it's going to change what we do that much, because I don't know if the access is going to be, even though there's more access than there was in the past in person, I don't know if it's going to be so great that, you know, the people in the 3OA aren't getting what they need, because, again, it's not going to be a situation where you can pull a guy off to the side and have a private conversation one-on-one. It's going to be probably, you know, a handful of reporters asking each player questions, and I think, you know, people are going to be professional enough to share some of those quotes with the men and women who aren't.
It is funny, and it's funny too, Fred. And I don't know if you had heard this, because Jim Louth told me this here at the station, is that, you know, obviously the players, you know, they're not required to be vaccinated, but if you're a member of the media, you absolutely are required to be vaccinated over to cover this team.
You got to be vaccinated to be in the press box. You have to be vaccinated. We have to be tested a couple of weeks, once every 2 weeks. If you're in that 2M group, the protocols, you know, pretty strict this year with regards to not only access to the press box but access to the facility. If you do anything on site for the team, if you're part of the, you know, the craft production, television shows or anything that takes place at Kraft Productions or Gillette Stadium, you're not getting in if you're not vaccinated.
All right. So, okay. Bob, you you know, I've been at a lot of these camps. What's life for N'Keal Harry going to be like as he shows up, you know, after demanding the trade?
I think for him inside the locker room, it'll be fine. Guys will try to be supportive. Again, you know, what's it going to be like for him with the fans if he drops a ball? What's it going to be like for him if he pulls up in a drill? To me, I go back to the statement that his agent made at the time. Not only was it ill-timed, in my opinion, but it was really a foolish step to take publicly. Because, I mean, I think that he has to play well one way or the other. If he wants to be traded, and I think the Patriots, the ideal circumstance for them is for him to play well in this camp and maybe catch lightning in a bottle, and maybe they can get something in return for him. You know, from my standpoint, with his outlook, he was still in a position in the spring, he still is today, where you look at the depth chart of this wide receiver group, and yeah, they went out and they spent money on Aguilar and Bourne, and Jacoby Myers is coming off a fine season, but that's still a group in which if you're good enough and you're number one pick, you should be able to ascend that depth chart. Go out and compete. Prove that you deserve more targets. You know, be on the field every day. Be accountable to your teammates. Be reliable. And, you know, to me, putting out that statement and requesting a trade, and I thought putting the onus on other people, play calling, we tried to work out a plan in private, et cetera. You know, again, wrong steps to take. I'm sure he probably lost some respect with players. There are going to be some guys who've been supportive of him in the past who may not be so. Now in the present,
Cam Newton,
guys aren't there anymore.
Cam Newton was so supportive of him. And then, you know, N'Keal Harry's people have not been supportive of Cam.
Exactly, Fred. You know, and that's the thing to watch. I think the interactions of players, what are we going to see from those two in particular? I think that is the best example of that. How is a guy going to, you know, handle himself with his teammates, and how are they going to handle him? I think guys will try to be supportive, because especially early in camp. But if there's a misstay here or there, you know, again, if he pulls up in a drill, if he doesn't run the right routes, if he doesn't get open consistently, you know, guys are going to move on. That's the nature of the league.
All right. Well, Bob Soucy, getting back at it today as football begins in earnest, and everyone has to be there. And look forward to talking to you throughout the camp here and hearing you call the games come September. Appreciate the time.
Hey, I appreciate it. And what was the name of that song again you played out of break? I didn't quite get that to add it to my playlist.
The Honky Tonk Badonkadonk.
It's called the Joe Murray theme from his film. Joe Murray loves butts.
I'm a lobster.
He calls himself a lobster because he's a bottom feeder. He lives on the bottom of the ocean, an ocean of butts. Anything above the waist, he don't care nothing about. He's all about where the poop comes out. All right.
That's a shirt.
Which is what's so funny to me about butts. It's like the most disgusting part of a human. But all right. Bob Sozzi, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There you go.
So he didn't step on that at all.
Thanks, guys. He's letting that go. Let's let go into the ether. So this is going to be, it is going to be weird because camp opens, I think the gates open at 8:30, and I just love it. It's like every year, all of the writers retweet the video of people just hauling ass. Yeah. And like, I mean, it looks like Black Friday. You know, people are like stomping on top of each other, trying to get in these seats. This is the first year without Tom Brady, and I'm wondering if anybody cares. Yeah. Because right now, I mean, there's going to be people there. But I don't know if it's going to be anything like what we saw in the past.
It used to be nuts. I will say this. I don't know if I can confirm this, but I heard that they're not doing autographs.
That's true. Okay. The deal is that because of all the new restrictions and stuff, no player autographs after practice. Fans are allowed to watch from the sidelines. The gates open at 8:30 and practice starts at 9:45. Okay. So,
but that was the easiest access to meet to get an autograph.
Oh yeah,
I think that's why it was so packed. Well,
I mean, it was awesome the one year that everyone was showing up with Big Bang Clock signs. Yeah. For Brandon Merriweather to sign. Yes. And he signed every single one of them.
Mm. All right. Well, I wonder if the people. It's like a tradition for people though that go the first day. So I'm wondering if the first day will be similar, and then it will kind of fade off.
Maybe. You know, yeah.
If
maybe.
It's a tradition in families that. First day of training camp, they're there at the gates and they're rushing it. Maybe that's a tradition, and maybe as time goes by, that calms down greatly. But certainly there is not going to be the same passion around this team. Not saying that it's not still by far the biggest team in the market. It's just not the same. I mean, they're not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Well, the weather is supposed to be fine. There's like a 7% chance of rain, I think, throughout the morning. So, I mean, it's going to be overcast, but, you know, there's really no excuse. You know, if you want to go down there, this is going to be interesting. As I said, it might be a decent indication as to just how feverish people still are about, you know, a team without Tom Brady, if it's anything close to what it used to be.
Well, Joe, a lot of short shorts probably out there today.
Oh, yeah. There was a country fest, I guess, last week at Kowloon. I could only imagine the Daisy Dukes going around there.
Yeah. A country fest at Kowloon?
Dude, I heard it was nuts.
Is there anything that's not nuts at Kowloon?
That's true. But yeah, but I've actually, have you ever been to like a real country? I never have, but that's something I'd always.
Okay.
I've always
no, all right. All right. No. Stop with real country. I've been to real country concerts.
Yeah, well, I'm asking.
Like, I've seen Merle. Yeah. I've seen, you know, this new Florida Georgia Line Creed country is just the worst. It's butt rock country. Like now, if you're talking about George Strait, that's different. George Strait, Strait Fest, you know, he sometimes brings some of those dingleberries on tour with him. But, you know, I'll give him all the credit in the world. He is pure Texas country. Got no problem with that. But everyone knows that if you want to see the best looking women in the state, you go to a country concert. It always is that way. It's always been that
yes.
way. Or you go see Guns N' Roses at Fenway.
Next week.
Exactly.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, or any Slayer show. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
A sports hub. They've got the insiders.
Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the sports hub.
All I want to do is zoom, my zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom.
Can't see.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1.
Just a little rock shaker. The beat is like sweeter than candy.
Manly,
go for it.
It's coming in handy. Slide on my clothes from New York down by your Virginia. Tickling you around Delaware before I enter. Talk to seduction, both faces to feet. A wiggle and a tickle can make your night complete. And since you got the body of the year, come and get the award. Here's a hit. It's like a long shot.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's got a move that I'm just now noticing. It's where he's shaking air dice, almost. Yeah. Now, you gotta finish the move and let it roll. There you go.
Joe's got dice in his pocket. He's always ready to go. And a felt fedora.
That is
always
that skit gets better on I Think You Should Leave. Every time I watch it, that skit gets
it's
better.
It's my favorite one now.
Oh,
it's
is
my
it?
My favorite one. I showed it for my mom, which she got it. She really got it. And I was like crying laughing. That's the one from I Think You Should Leave.
I'll say the
brilliance of that skit, the pacing of it.
It's great.
You know what sucks about attention spans now? Is that if you tell someone, okay, so I Think You Should Leave is a show on Netflix. You should have seen it by now. They're very short episodes, about 15 minutes each, and they each have 4 skits. So that tells you each skit is about 4 minutes long. So, like, and forget about my kids. My kids, they won't watch anything. But, like, if you tell someone to watch a skit, now, that skit on I Think You Should Leave takes 40 seconds before the first joke.
Yeah.
And, like, the patience of people just not being able to sit through a 40-second setup is really indescribably frustrating.
But also, you know, that is unfortunately the curse of informing somebody that something is funny and they should watch it. Because the minute you do that, it automatically takes away some of the humor. Because it's like, all right, well, I know I'm supposed to think this is funny. And there's just something instinctually that's inside of you that's like, all right, well, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to like it as much as this guy who told me it was supposed to be funny. And I hate that because I want to tell everyone to watch this show.
But I never introduce, like, you're going to love this. This is so funny. I'll go, hey, just watch this.
Yeah.
And then I can see... Like those, like my mom would start talking to Stephanie, like 10 seconds into it. Like, you can't, you literally can't sit there for 40 seconds to get, this skit's 4.5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. It takes 40 seconds to set up. You can't sit through that, like, for me. Just, I'm telling, like, just for me, just watch it. I didn't tell you anything about the guy's background, anything about it. I just said, hey, watch this.
Oh, sure. And that's something for that, you know, even when I was like growing up in my family, like I would see something I would want to show my brothers or something like that. I mean, it's like, you know, anytime you have to present something to somebody else, you're setting yourself up for disappointment almost every single time. It rarely goes the way you think it's going to go. Hey, watch this video on my phone, you know, and then someone's like talking and they're getting texts and they're not paying attention. It almost never goes as well.
Well, that's just the thing, is that the lack of being able to sit there and focus for 40 seconds is really frustrating. Like, I think I had to start the skit over 3 times, and then it's a losing endeavor. But, like, you know, because my mom would start talking, and I go, oh, my God. You got to watch. Just watch this. It's 4 seconds. It's 40 seconds of setup. Then my kids would pop in and, like, literally stand in front of the television. Oh, yeah. oh, dad likes something? Oh, yeah. I'm going to ruin it. Like, I'm just going to ruin it. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, we had, like, it's funny. There were rules, like, in our house growing up. Because, as I said, there were seven of us, and there was one TV that we all watched. We had a very small one in the kitchen that we would watch, you know, like, sitcoms and stuff while we were eating. But, like, we had one downstairs. And the rule was that if you're watching something and somebody comes in, you are not allowed to ask, who's that guy? Who is that? What's going on here? Because that was the way to ruin every single thing that you were doing, is to ask questions about what somebody was already invested in. Because then it was just one person would come in and you would have to explain everything. And then another person would come in and you would have to explain everything. So you had to just cut them off at the pass. That was the rule. And so in that case, Fred, I guarantee you, you had people like your mom or like saying, okay, now why is this guy doing this? Why is this like that? And it ruined
everything.
But at least
they were interested. Nowadays, no one could be bothered. It's removing them from whatever tedium and garbage they were going to be doing anyway. Like,
yeah.
They couldn't just sit. They'd rather sit and stare at the wall. I've given up, and I haven't done this for years. But I've tried to show my wife stuff, and she'll literally just look away. Like, look away from the television. Like and start looking at something else. Like,
checking the phone.
It's too much for you to even. You would rather stare at the wall than look at this thing that I'm presenting to you.
Well, no one's even invested in conversations anymore. I mean, how many times have you been speaking with like a couple people? And maybe that's a testament to how boring the conversation is. But still, just as a lack of common courtesy, people don't have that awareness anymore that while someone is talking to you, not to whip out your phone and start scrolling through things.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You might be one of the people that listens, but you'll be texting with someone, and then you'll go, all right, I can't express this on text, so I'll call, and then they want to answer the phone.
Well, because you're a maniac. Phones are for texting, not for calling.
So, sometimes if I'm texting with someone, I'll go, all right, this is ridiculous. I don't need to be I'm talking about having a conversation.
Yeah.
I think this is ridiculous. I'll just call you. And then I can get this over with in 2 seconds instead of sitting here texting, because maybe I have something I'd like to do instead of just sitting there texting. I'd rather just say it to you and get it over with.
Have you guys gone out to a restaurant and watch a couple and they're just both on their phone?
Oh, yeah. And then it happens all the time. All the time. Where they're sitting there, they're scrolling, and I'm just like, I wonder if they're texting each other. What are they talking to each other?
I'm wondering what like dates are like now. Like the pain of having to put your phone down and knowing you can't. How rude it is to pick up your phone.
Oh.
And how you know the date's done as soon as the girl picks up the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm imagining dating now, because I haven't dated since people cared this much about cell phones. I haven't dated anyone since cell phones were cool. Like, you know, cell phones used to text and call. They were for emergencies, basically. I'm so old. So, you know, before they were computers. So now I can just imagine that you're sitting down and, like, you know, the appetizer hasn't even come yet and the girl's on the phone already, and you're like, okay, well, you'll be having the salad for dinner. Thank you.
Fred, I don't care how important the topic is. There's always going to be people who find a way to whip out their phone and who are just, like, so addicted that they'll scroll through. I mean, this is from several years ago, but I remember when my wife was in the hospital and we were getting some pretty serious news. I remember the doctor came in and we had several members of one of our families in the room, and while he's telling us stuff, that I'm literally hanging on every single word that this person's saying, like, this guy's about to rock my world, I look to my right and I see a certain family member scrolling through their timeline and chuckling to themselves.
No, well, that's fun. Well, they were very, thanks for coming.
Oh, and the refusal to take the earpiece out of their ear, which is always great. Like, someone's really invested in you and they won't take their earbuds out while they're having a full-on conversation.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, they were there, well, Rich. You know?
But they were there in spirit.
Yeah, I had a guy.
That's what they tell you while we're here. You know?
Dude, there's guys play golf with a laptop next to them.
Oh, come on. That's a hardo.
No.
That's like a douchey hardo.
I would not go to the golf course.
I'm making money while you guys are jacking around. I'm over here investing.
That's exactly what was going on.
Oh, God.
I've played golf with guys that brought a laptop with them. A laptop.
There's nothing. Again, is there anything you can't do on a cell phone nowadays where you would have to bring a laptop?
The only thing is like work stuff. Like, like your CRM at work you can't get into and things like
that. Yeah, this was like trading or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, why are you playing golf then? Just work.
Right. Then just
like you're serving one.
We used to golf in like during Saturday like college football games, but we'd go hole to hole to see what the score was. But the whole time we're like, oh, I wonder what they did on that drive. Like, you know,
but we don't pull it out though. But that's entertainment.
Yep.
That's like playing music. Like, if you played, like, a baseball game on your Bluetooth speaker while I was playing golf, I wouldn't care. If you played music, I wouldn't care. If you were texting, I wouldn't care. And I didn't really even care about the laptop. I just thought it was a bold move to bring a laptop on the course. I mean, I didn't care. And I was wondering how it was working.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how is this? Like, I don't know enough about
computers.
Well,
they got the hotspot
like,
now, man. Everyone's
yeah, that's
spots.
The thing. Is I'm like, how is your computer working out here in the wild? All right, maybe I'll take my laptop when I play with my father today.
Sure.
For the 4 hours with my father. All right, we will be back. What do you want to do here, Rich?
All right, I've got something for us. We need to follow up on an ongoing storyline here.
Okay, and I also want to encourage Billy Lanny to really find the moans and in soft speaking so we could play that game with Joe Murray. I'd like to do it while Rich is here.
Yeah.
Rich is out the next 2 days. I would like to. I would rather do this game with Rich than without him. So if Billy Lanny, if he's not too busy, could get on that. That is something I would be much looking forward to. All right, we'll have that in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.